Yes, yes.
That's it. Hit it.
3, 2, 1, 0.
What? I'm already hurt.
Back in the war room.
My heart
bleeds for you.
Welcome to Washington, D.C. Your ex. Round 0.
That's right,
there. Middle of summer. Smoke Jaguar.
All right. Always a wanted man.
Hi, I'm your host, Dr. John, and I'm here with
D-Man
and the Ripper.
Not to mention our special guest star,
Demon. Who? Who?
Well, how you guys doing this week?
That guy smells, Dr. John.
Great, Dr. John.
All right, Dr. John.
Looks like we're going to be reviewing Heavy Gear 2 by Activision and
Quake 3 Test by id Software.
And X-Wing Alliance, Dr. John, by LucasArts.
All right. Should be a blast, guys.
Three great games, Dr. John.
Yeah, speak for yourself, Demanius.
So, hear what we have to say about them and why we don't think Heavy Gear 2 deserves a 93% rating like PC Gamer gave it.
Who picked those guys?
For the next edition of Round
0! Oh, God! Oh, Dr. John.
Here we go.
Who calls that a game? A PC gamer.
Ripper. Next to Pumpkin Ripper.
Who played that funky game?
Ripper! Ripper! Ripper!
Enough of that, guys.
Alright, alright. On with the show!
I think we're recording, gentlemen.
That's right, back in the war room, it's Mech Warrior 3.
Mech.
Fun day!
I'll have another.
Fun day!
We've got a Mech Warrior 3 marathon
this weekend, folks, and you're it!
72 hours of Metal Mania.
Contest prizes
and all types of celebrity action.
And
all those metal-clad babes.
A name the dog contest.
Win your free can of 3-in-1 oil.
And
oh, the graphite lube, bro.
We are sorry, ladies and gentlemen, due to an unforeseen chronosynclastic infundibular interdimensional rift, we are unable to continue at this time. Please stand by.
Welcome, everyone, to our real-time review of Heavy Gear 2 by Activision.
Heavy Gear, Dr. John.
How you guys doing?
All right.
Fine, Dr. John.
I'm here with Ripper and D-Manius.
That's right.
D-Manius is just back from the Clan Wars. How went the Clan Wars, D-Manius?
It was really bad, Dr. John. But I think the A-Team won out again, and we killed the Smoke Jaguars.
Yeah, I'll tell you, those Smoke Jaguars are tough, aren't they, Ripper?
I tell you, smoking Jaguar is the toughest thing I ever did, Dr. John.
So, let's continue. Here we are in the war room. D-Manius and Ripper in multiplayer Heavy Gear 2. What do you think, guys?
Quite a game, Dr. John.
Yeah, quite a game. Who paid you off to?
He was paid by the same people.
The Clan Wars weren't anything.
Gamer. You know, PC Gamer
die,
gave this...
dog, die!
PC Gamer gave this thing a 93%, guys, and I can't...
93%?
That
is rare. They only give awesome games a 93% rating,
Ooh.
And they said this one was a perfect blend of first-person shooter and big mech combat. Now, I don't buy it, guys. What do you think?
Dr. John, is PC Gamer, do they use a committee to make that decision, or is there one guy that's calling the shot?
That's a good question, Demanius.
No, I actually think the person who does the review gets to, you know, do the rating themselves. But in my opinion, this is pretty much like a slightly modified, somewhat cumbersome first-person shooter. You don't have quite the mobility you have in a first-person shooter, but you certainly don't have the feel of a large robot.
You know, in MechWarrior 3, when you launch 20 missiles, 20 long-range missiles,
you feel like you've launched 20 long-range missiles. You know, you, the whole mech kind of recoils back and shudders, and it just feels so much larger, so much bigger than Heavy Gear 2. Heavy Gear 2, it feels like maybe you're in a little suit or something like that running around, which makes it really pretty much like a first-person shooter, not like a large mech combat game.
I understand wanting to stretch the first game, Dr. John, but I think this falls a little short, don't you?
And don't forget about the wheel mode.
Forget about it.
I had more fun with Shogo than I'm having with this game by far, and, you know, Shogo is not that popular a game.
And it had really good wheel mode, Dr. John.
I just don't understand that, Dr. John. I mean, the graphics here...
They're a little better.
It looks like Unreal, perhaps.
No, it's not even as good as Unreal. It's actually kind of cheesy. It's not even, to me, it's sort of like a modified battle zone or something like that.
It's supposed to be a brand new planet, Dr. John. Remember Terra?
Nova.
Nova.
I knew
These
her.
These guys don't Nova nothing from nothing,
so
I'll tell you.
This is a volcanic planet with a bridge across a huge lava moat.
Yeah, well, beyond that, this is one of the multiplayer maps we're playing here, but I'll tell you guys, this
Boy,
is just...
I tell you, those hand grenades didn't work.
It's a moderately fun game, but I would not call this a great game. I wouldn't even call this a really good game. I'm going to rate this game. You know, I mean, I don't have anything else to say except the graphics are adequate, the gameplay is adequate, the game
is
semi-finished. Could have done more in the special effects department. They could have done... I think they could have done more with the graphics engine, personally, but that's just me.
It's kind of a Pac-Man, Dr. John, in my book.
John, Pac-Man, I'm going Nintendo with little Johnny. Why would I play this? I don't understand. 93, Dr. John.
No, okay, I'm gonna rate this game a 3.5 out of 5 smiley faces.
Good game for beginning first-person shoot gamers, Dr.
Yeah,
John.
Well, or is it, I don't know, it's not even good because it's kind of clunky. It's a little bit tougher to move around and get good at than even something like MechWarrior 3. I mean, personally, if you want a big robot combat game, MechWarrior 3 is far superior to this game. The wheel mode does not make up for all the other shortcomings, in my opinion.
Oh, that's please, right. Dr. John, do you remember the wheels and Shogo?
Oh, yeah, wheel mode and Shogo was much more responsive,
I have the superior weapon.
Yeah, but in general, I think the weapons stink in this game. There really aren't any great weapons in this game.
That was vehicle mode, Dr. John, and that was really great.
Yeah, how about 30 tons, 80 tons of mechanical beast up on rollerblades, Dr. John?
I don't know. Okay, guys, I'm going to rate this, like I said, 3.5 out of 5.
Generous,
on the fun
Dr. John. I'm going to give it a 3.
A 3 out of 5. And
because you can kill.
How much, right? How much would you
three out of 5 here, too, Dr. John.
And how much would you pay for it? I'm going to go $29.95.
$29.95 on a good day.
If I could see this review, Dr. John, if I could see it, I would go play Half-Life or Quake 3. If I want to go first person kill.
No,
we did Quake 3 test. I mean, Quake 3 test was a lot more fun than this. I guess anyone would say Quake 3 test was more fun. Come on, they could have done a lot with this game.
They sure could have, Dr. John. Maybe we're not finding it.
I've played well into the single player game. It's not that enthralling. I like MechWarrior 3 much better. Something like Warzone 2100 was a lot more engrossing and involving.
Can't stand there and take those
hits. This is not...
Not up to speed, Dr. John. It doesn't cut the mustard in shooter games.
Well, that's our real-time review of Heavy Gear 2.
Hey, Dr. John, did we say how much we pay? Oh, that's right.
I said $29.95.
And I said I'd play an old game. Okay.
Yeah, bring a bad credit card.
Yeah, when you're going to give him a hard time, you might as well
slam
him at least twice.
Love slamming, Dr. John.
That's Heavy Gear 2.
By Activision.
And no, I did not get paid.
We definitely didn't get paid.
Did I get that going home, Dr. John?
who won, Dr. John?
And maybe if they paid us, we would have reviewed it better. But
no, I wouldn't, Dr. John. That's why my fans love me.
He just shot me again.
And I did say the L word.
Testy, Dr. John. That's right.
That's right, Dr. John.
How are the sound levels looking, Dr. John?
Welcome to our real-time review of Quake 3 test demo.
Test demo.
That's right. On the internet today. For all of you gamers out there.
As you can hear, we're here with Manius and Ripper.
Right. And Ripper is in his full glory tonight, folks.
How's it going, Ripper?
Oh, gosh. Took
my head off.
With the laser.
It's been a good game so far, folks.
Well, I'll tell you, this is an interesting demo. We've all been waiting for it for months and months and months. Almost years. And, it's out.
It's kind really like great, it. Dr. John.
Well, you guys seem to be having fun.
Oh, Dr. John, these little runways and ramps are fantastic.
Well, it's unbelievable. I never played Quake 2, so I didn't know about this demo.
D-Mania's never played Quake. Well, that's right. He's from that far-off, distant galaxy. We forgot.
That's right. SETI Alpha 3D.
SETI Alpha 3D.
Yes, SETI Alpha 4D exploded and was replaced by SETI Alpha 3D.
That's right. It imploded, actually, Dr. John.
Sorry about that, D-Mania's. You know, we're kind of involved over here. We don't pay
attention. So, folks, we're reviewing the
details
tonight.
Like that.
And Dr. John is at the helm watching these guys really duke it out.
Well, that's right, and they're doing the Quake 3 test demo 2, which is really kind of interesting. It's sort of like low gravity with all these jump pads, and you bounce around from pad to pad.
Ooh, it's unbelievable, Dr. John.
The
weapons
is being creamed by the Ripper. The Ripper's got the rail.
That's not true. I refuse to accept defeat. He's mine, all mine.
You don't have to accept his defeat, but you're going to die.
There goes, folks. He just blew my brains out.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's put it more mildly. He took my head off.
Yeah, thank you, Demetrius.
For those of you with kids.
With a nickname like Roberta.
The Ripper is the uncontested champ in Quake 3 tests so far.
That's right, folks. Nobody's in the other room preparing bandages for the whole lot of us. It's been quite an arena.
The graphics are improved over Quake 2. The gameplay's a little bit improved.
Good speed.
Very quick speed on our local area network. We have to wait and see what it's like on the internet.
That's right, Dr. John. We haven't tried the internet yet.
But in general, it's a nice upgrade, new weapons, interesting new things like the jump pads and stuff.
Not like the jump I just made into the blackness of nowhere.
Dr. Of course, the jump pads came from Half-Life, but that's okay.
They put those health pads, Dr. John, right by the edge.
Oh, right by the edge.
Just for idiots like
the Manius. You run off the edge and fall into space and die. Yes.
Impressive.
Idiots like the Manius.
But other than that, I'd say it looks like Quake 3 is going to be an extremely fun first-person shooter. Nothing revolutionary, just a little bit evolutionary along the same lines that Half-Life and Quake 2 have plowed for.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Dr. John. It's really a great game.
I tell you, Dr. John, it's been a while since we did any quaking, and I'm enjoying it.
Oh, it's fun. It keeps you occupied, doesn't it?
And for us new guys, it's a whole new world out there.
So, thanks for joining us on our real-time review of Quake 3 Demo.
With Roberticus, Dr. John,
and Demania.
Demania! Die, Roberticus!
Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with a word from our sponsor.
Today only at Mechs R Us.
An Annihilator slightly used with two-way sneeze-through sponge-coated edible fear and gum.
Special edition Thors back from the factory.
With factory air-conditioned air from our fully air-conditioned factory.
This Sunday only.
Liquid wrench special.
This week only.
50-gallon drums.
50-gallon drums with each purchase.
And that's right, the liquid wench really comes in. The liquid
Not
wench.
Not liquid wench! Wrench, you fool!
Really comes in handy when you got 22.3 million joints.
That is a lot.
That's a lot of joints, dude! Oh,
joints.
Well, sometimes it's a long ride, you know.
Where'd you get that jacket?
And now back to our afternoon secret agent marathon.
Life of danger. Whatever one he meets, this is a stranger. Oh, what you say? Another chance.
Welcome, everyone, to our real-time review of LucasArts X-Wing Alliance.
X-Wing Alliance.
It's pretty good. What do you think, guys?
Pretty good game, Dr. John.
Well, that's kind of interesting. Ripper's pounding me from behind so that he pulls ahead. Well, we're playing a multiplayer game here that's kind of interesting.
Almost like a race.
It's a race, and sort of, I guess it kind of reminds you of Pod Racer maybe, but I like it better. It's a race game, and when you shoot the other guy, he slows down and you get to shoot past him, fly past him, and get way ahead. But the problem is, you really got to manage your resources. You've got three different energy things to deal with, which are like...
That's right, Dr. John.
You cannot fly outside the rings, Ripa. But
quite a combat experience, Dr. John.
You got to manage your power. You know, you've got a couple of different things. You got shields, you got lasers, and you got engines.
And expanded battles all over the place.
Well, I'll tell you, this is the penultimate final series in the series of X-Wing games.
Well, it puts you right in the middle of the epic Star Wars conflict, Dr. John.
Lawrence Holland's
combat to new heights.
Yeah, Lawrence Holland's series of games, which started with the original X-Wing, and that's gone all the way through, you know, with the mission packs and everything else. I think this is probably the final one.
You're actually at the controls of the Millennium Falcon, Dr.
Which is,
John.
Of course, what everyone wanted throughout all the whole series, to finally get to fly the Millennium Falcon. But
now that was a hot car.
But in general, I mean, if you liked the original X-Wing games and the later ones, you're going to love it. It's a much improved version.
Well, the whole plot, Dr. John, is a family that's fighting for its business and its survival, and it's swept up in the struggle, and the Empire's the bad guys again, and it's really quite a game, you know? There's a lot of strong arm stuff going on.
The race mode is kind of neat. You got to fly through these thousands of hoops, but some of them have laser turrets on them.
It's
so
a good tunnel,
Dr. John.
Take out
the laser turrets as you go through the hoops. Wow! Sorry.
What happens when you run to the side and hit one?
Well, I just did that, and it you stop dead cold. But basically, I mean, again, if you did not like the original X-Wing games, you're not going to like this one probably. If you did like them, the Rip is shooting me. He's slowing me down.
Really good graphics, Dr. John.
The graphics are spectacular. The gameplay is very good. I've been playing the single-player game for quite a while now. The missions, some of them are extremely tough. Some of them are quite easy, and it's a nice mix.
That's quite an exciting track you're running there, too, you know.
The laser towers on these rings, they can
these
be
these tiny boxes,
the
folks, that are on the edge of every few rings. You've got to shoot them out to keep from getting bashed by the laser.
Well, and then that takes out your shields. Mine are almost gone. And then you blow up, and that's not good to blow up.
It's like Dr. John's picking them off each time.
And some of the turns are really tight, and you don't have any time to line up on the shot. But in the other multiplayer stuff, you get a whole bunch of other options, and it's really kind of, you know, basically pretty robust game all around.
That looks like a good game to me, Dr. John.
Well, I'm going to rate this game 4.5 out of 5 smiley faces. I really like this game a lot. I have a lot of fun with it, and That's it.
I'm going to take 5 out of 5 on this one, Dr. John. This is my kind of game.
LucasArts did a good job on this one. There's no doubt about it.
Really does look like you're watching a Star Wars.
Well, I love the, you know, for example, you use the Microsoft Precision Pro joystick, and you get that third dimension of being able to rotate, and you can turn the ship faster in the vertical direction than in the horizontal. So when you
get to a tight turn,
you want to roll to a vertical turn, and then make the turn, and it really is so easy with this joystick. You just wouldn't
believe
it.
Sure looks easy when you're at the helm, Dr. John.
It couldn't be better. Oh, did we rate it by how much we pay for it, guys? I'll give this a $45 to $50 out of $50.
You got it, Dr. John. Ditto on that one.
So, it's a must-buy for people who like this kind of game. If you don't like space combat, you probably won't like it, but if you do, it's a must-buy.
Well, it's got all kinds of different features, folks, so got to give it a whirl.
Thanks for joining us on a real-time review of LucasArts X-Wing Alliance. Ooh. May the Force be with you.
The Force be with you.
Die.
want to thank you all for joining us again at Ground Zero. Tune in again next time for more news, views, and real-time reviews. Upcoming real-time reviews include GT Sports Car by EA Sports, as well as Need for Speed 3 High Stakes by EA Sports. Race Day Sunday here at Ground Zero. So tune in again next time. Thanks again. I'm Dr. John. Kick-Ass Gear and Act Labs are getting together for the Computer Players League Ground Zero event in New York City at the Puck Building in Manhattan on September 9th through 12th. We'll be hosting Act Labs, New Light Guns, and their RS Force Feedback Steering Wheel and Shifter Systems. Check us out.
Where did you get that jacket?